Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
This episode of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. It's the most important way to support the Mike O'Mara Show, especially during the holidays. The next time you need to buy any gift for that person you love, just go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon button on our website, then shop like you normally would. It's that simple, and happy holidays from the Mike O'Mara Show and everybody at Amazon.com.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store. And around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Christmas time is upon us, and you're probably dreading having your house full of screaming bastards on the 25th. And you can bet that you're squeezing that wallet dry on presents alone. Are you going to spend Christmas hungry just because those ravenous little urchins have you down to the felt?
Oh.
Not with this holiday favorite. Get ready for Richard Queasy's Yuletide Clam Chops. Start by aggravating a dozen gently used horse eggs in a Chinese wishing lantern. Yes, that is a real thing. I looked it up. If any of the eggs seem ready to hatch, throw them at the wall and enjoy the mess. With that nasty business out of the way, sing to the eggs in Gaelic until they're properly confused. Then simply hide them in the closet for no less than a week. At this point, their innards should be properly congealed and/or homogenized. Just don't let them know what's coming next. The element of surprise is key here. Next, crack the eggs into a large miniskirt tied off at one end, while simultaneously adding 2 pounds of discount flour sweepings and a stick of emu butter. Mmm. Nothing satisfies like real emu butter. Look for the Emu Butter coupon in the current issue of Carrie Fisher's Rehab Digest on newsstands now. Your batter should be a disturbing shade of purple and slightly rancid. Put some in your pocket, just to be sure. Pour the batter over a dozen Dick Queasy brand slightly ammoniated and little neck quahogs and put the little f***ers on the roof of your car for a fortnight. If any of the clams have grown a beard, give them a quick shave, oh, then simply dear. Toss them in the trash and be done with them.
Oh, dear.
When the clam chops are full of vigor, cover them with
Kraft Baby Marshmallows
and cook them for 10 hours at 85 degrees in an old-fashioned New English lobster furnace. When it's all over, just peel off the film. And before you know it, you and your family will be eating a Christmas dinner at a fraction of the price you would pay for foods that meet government safety standards. Another fabulous holiday recipe from Kraft.
Yeah. It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Too much.
Well, 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 if it isn't Mrs. Claus. Where's your husband? Out doing another commercial for my brother?
Oh, come now. You know Santa isn't on your brother's payroll.
Well, then he's grossly unfair, that's what. Traipsing around in that stupid sleigh of his, stirring up cold winter breezes and causing everybody to think fondly of snowball fights and sleigh rides and ice hockey.
I assure you, it's not intentional.
Well, why doesn't he wear a bathing suit and drive a sand buggy?
But we live at the North Pole.
And he could sing the praises of heat and rain.
I'll see what I can do. In the meantime, will you do us a favor?
I don't see why I should. Nobody ever does anything for me. But what is it?
Could you let it snow just for one day in the South?
What? Snow in the South?
Just for one day.
Never!
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
Coming to you live from the Cabby Fiverr studio in the heart of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., this is the Mike O'Mara Show. Holiday time.
Holidays.
On the air and online worldwide, the Mike O'Mara Show is a daily radio show and podcast with the greatest listeners on the planet because they get it. And if you're here, you do too. Our show today brought to you by Touch of Modern. If you're still looking for the perfect holiday gift this season and you have somebody that you might actually describe as difficult, I have the website for you. It's touchofmodern.com. touchofmodern.com. I've been serving this website for a long time. Purchased this very watch that I'm wearing on my wrist right here. Ooh. It's called Traser, T-R-A-S-E-R. I don't know if you got somebody who likes to... I'm pretty obsessed with knowing the time when I stir in the middle of the night. And the feature with this Traser watch that I got only at touchofmodern.com is that it has super illuminated dial in the middle of the night.
Oh, it's
so
easy
it's
to
very,
read.
Very cool. I love that. So just one of the many things. They get tons of stuff at touchofmodern.com. And, you know, it's a great place to go for the holidays because they've got their 30 days of deals all at unbeatable prices. You'll find the perfect stuff for family, friends. It's fantastic. Plus, with new sales launching literally every day, Touch of Modern is the best website to get the perfect gift for everyone, all while offering the best prices on the web. Don't miss another deal. Go to touchofmodern.com right now and check out the special offer of the day. Right now, our listeners can get immediate access when they sign up at touchofmodern.com. That's touchofmodern.com. Do it today because you don't want to miss out on the perfect deal on the perfect gift. touchofmodern.com.
We love stuff.
Welcome to the show, as we count down to Christmas, and very, very glad
it
to have you all.
It says here Elvis will talk about Christmas album.
Elvis will talk about Christmas. I am melancholy today. I got nostalgic watching the Today Show this morning as they said fond farewell to a man who looks his years.
He really did, Willard Scott.
Yeah. Willard looked old, and you know Willard is has been there ever since my career began.
65 years with NBC?
Yeah.
Yeah, longer than I've been on the planet. That's truly amazing. I forget how old Willard really is. So I had always thought that it might be really cool to have Willard mention my mom when she got to that
age. Yeah.
We missed it by 5 years, unfortunately. So, no, but it was cool to see what they did.
I didn't see the package because I had to leave a little before 8 this morning. I saw when
it was cool.
You
would have laughed it up to the spoon. You like farewell tributes almost as much as you like death.
Well, and sometimes they walk hand in hand. But I did see the preview before they did it and really, really speak to the producer that took a man of Willard's age, and I won't say failing health, but you will say he does look his years, and put him in a hat and sat him outside. It looks sad.
I don't know what it is with these TV producers. There is a good portion. Now, down where you guys are, and Willard's out in rural northern Virginia. That's how I would describe where he is. What was your morning temp this morning up in the D.C. area?
59 when I left 59. Leesburg. Yeah. 60. Okay. And, but last night.
Nice spring morning.
Last night it was like 70 winter. And dank. It was
horrible. It's like too chilly to... you know, put Willard outside. But the thing is, they love their outdoor shots. And you can tell when TV people hate their outdoor shots. I'm watching CNN last night leading up to the debate, and they've got Anderson Cooper and all the talking heads. I watch CNN sometimes religiously right up until that 10 o'clock hour, and then I go, I actually take the remote in my hand with the off switch on, and I go, Don Lemon, and I hit the button. I hit the button just like that. Don Lemon. I will never be able to explain Don Lemon. You know, in the great history of CNN anchor people, Don Lemon does not fit into.
When do they recycle the news? Because I know that when I get a chance, when I get home, sometimes I'm watching the news and I say, "Well, they just played this 2 hours ago." It says recorded earlier, and I said,
"Yeah, I don't know when they do that." I think it's 11. I'm pretty sure it's 11 o'clock. I think Don Lemon. I don't even know because I don't pay that close attention. What I do know is they're out at our favorite hotel, the Venetian. Many a good evening
spare
in that
no
hotel.
Spare no expense, Mike.
That's right.
Yes, that's for sure.
Is it true that they're doing the debate on gondolas? That they're actually going to put all the candidates in the moats that they've built throughout the hotel?
They were doing their outdoor shot,
of course.
I guess they're getting a hell of a cold snap out in Lost Wages because they were freezing, and it's just I don't get why they insist on putting people out in the elements. I guess it's to be with the common man.
I also think the logic as far as logistics is concerned, they could just run everything from the truck, right? They don't have to get inside and deal with the power wattage and interference and deal with the people.
If you go back
Well, they have the truck. Even if they do an inside shot, they're going to have the truck outside
anyway.
Think
about the engineer, and I can't speak to them because I don't know, but we know most engineers like things easy.
That's right.
So if you just plug into the truck, you actually would go, let's say 20 feet and actually do the shot instead of cabling into the hotel,
the
taking everything down.
The epicenter of the debate is the parking garage. Do you think reason they didn't do inside Willard's house is they got there and it looked like the set of Sanford and Son? It was just like a classic.
Willard's the hoarder.
Yeah, Willard the hoarder.
He's kind of and he's like he's stumbling around his living room. That's a cutout of Gene Shalit I had in 1958.
Hey, that's the actual fruit hat I wore when I was Carmen Miranda. Still have it.
Don't step out there. Watch out. Mind the cat. Mind the cat.
Mind the cats.
You come over here. Willard, I think one of your cats actually went to the bathroom. Oh, it's not cat. Willard, is that human?
Oh, Willard.
But no. So Willard.
65 years, Willard.
Here's the cool thing about a guy like Willard Scott. When you last as long as he's lasted, and you go back, and the reason it makes me so nostalgic is because Willard didn't have a filter. Willard would do awkward things, but he did them, and he never got bitten in the ass because he did it out of this joyful, innocent,
fun.
Yeah.
Fun-loving way. And and I looked at him, and every time you lose a guy to retirement like a Willard, you just say to yourself, okay, where are they? You know, I mean,
was he forced out? Because 65 years is like, he was. When I would watch the segments on the few times I would catch the Today Show, I would watch him and say, he can pre-tape all of these, technically.
And he has been. He has been pre-taping them, and wherever he is, I think he has been semi-retired for a long time, but I also
absolutely.
I think he could have gone as long as he wanted to. I think this is his call.
Sweeps week.
Well, yeah, they would not have pushed him out. They would not have pushed him out in December.
Did you hear Roker setting the table for... taking that on.
Roker is such a leech.
Roker will do that. That'll be Roker till he's blowing spit bubbles too. Roker's what, 60? Isn't Roker like 65?
I don't know. I think he's probably in his 50s.
Check, Rofo, look up Al Roker. See how old Al Roker is, because I think that Al Roker said something along the lines of he will be doing the 100-year-old birthdays from now on. But Willard came on the old Don and Mike show a million years ago, well over 20 years ago, and we had that little clip where, you know, he said they are two of the most talented, and he's shuffling the papers.
Right,
and, he had a bunch of people around him, and it wasn't an entourage. It was just people wanted to be around Willard because he was that cool.
Joyful broadcast. You know, we just lost Ed Walker.
Yeah, he made reference to Ed Walker today when they spoke to him live. He made a reference to that, his partner. Ed Walker, another class guy.
They had a radio show called The Joy Boys, and that really is, I mean, as jive as that is, that's what he is. He was a joyful broadcaster.
Well, they just had that demeanor, and, you know, as someone who came up in a different era of radio, you might call it the Howard Stern era, where I came of age in that, and we were all, you know, I will look back on my my career in radio. How old is
61.
Is Roker? 61. Okay,
60, so he's 61. Wonderful.
I will look back, and Oscar, I'm sure you feel the same way, and Rob, you've been in that era too. Mm-hmm. We came into our own in an era of radio where really pretty much the MO, the mode of operation was to, you know, eviscerate the other guy.
Yeah.
To do whatever it took to get the other guy. And it wasn't, I will always look back on that. And I never felt tremendous joy, except when the time we beat Paul Harris in the morning. Other than that,
Mike,
Paul
what's
Harris.
It like to succeed?
Paul Harris.
Well, he had a juggernaut called the Marching Weatherman, and it was unstoppable.
No, it's just, you know, you look at a guy like Willard. Willard never did that.
No.
Willard never did what Howard did to, you know, to John DiBella in Philadelphia.
Right.
He never had to. He never. Oh, that's just horrible. Don't get me started. That would be a congratulations to Howard on another 5 years after calling us losers that do podcasts.
That's
so
right.
Happy for you, Howard.
Did
spend more
did
money.
Did he sign?
On
I didn't even listen this morning.
Yeah, he got 5-year deal. So
will
the
he still
fact
get to
is,
do the talent show?
I probably.
God, I hope so.
The fact is, though, that Willard came, you know, look at what he achieved. And he did it by just being a sweetheart of a guy.
Yep.
And that in
That's
broadcasting
nice
is astonishingly rare. And I have more admiration for guys like that than anybody in broadcasting.
That's what they say about Jimmy Kimmel.
Like, Jimmy Kimmel like is a super nice guy.
Like
nice
that doesn't
guy.
Surprise me. That doesn't surprise
and
me.
Who's the guy? Somebody, Oscar, who is the somebody recently? Oh, I know.
Who?
It was Jay Leno who was giving Kimmel crap, right?
Really?
It wasn't Jay Leno. I think Jay Leno was giving Kimmel some crap. And I'm like, well, Jay, you were never the nice guy that Kimmel is.
Well,
and
but the thing about Jay that was so bad is Jay always pretended to be the nice guy.
Ah,
but
exactly.
He's the guy exactly. that hid in the closet to listen into a network meeting. He was sneaky. He was underhanded. And
well, with Jay, as you can tell now with Jay being off The Tonight Show, you can tell by the way Jay Leno could be in Bora Bora with 16 car garages doing whatever the hell
I watch
he can't.
His Jay Leno's garage on CNBC. And
oh,
I said,
how
no.
is it? I've never seen
I
it.
I
want to
hate on
it.
The guy, right? Because I've heard right. so many horrible stories. But I
right.
sit there and he's talking about cars. I'm like, look, if you're going to make this show, I'm going to watch it.
It's
pretty,
pretty
good.
Cool.
It's pretty
Jay
good.
Jay loves that. That is Jay's world. Jay likes being in front of the camera. That's what he likes. And he combines both things. And look, I said to my wife, even with what I'm doing now, I said to her, and this might make our listeners happy, I suppose.
What's that?
I said, I'm not sure that, you know, when the day ever comes, I love doing other things, as you guys know. But
yeah.
the fact is, I really, really have a need to come in and do this. And I'm as I get older, I'm more aware. And I'm, and by the way, 56 is not Al Roker age.
No.
But when I get older,
Mike
I say
O'Mara
to myself.
Is still younger than Al Roker.
I say to myself, this is it work? Yes. Do we put a lot of effort in? Yes. Does it have pressures? Yes. Does it have hassles? Yes. But the act of doing this show, I understand why guys like Bob Hope never want to say goodbye. And
Did
they like
compare yourself to Bob Hope?
No, wow. I understand.
Oh, my God.
People in show business want you.
All
want,
blue eyes. Mike O'Mara. He did it
no,
his
no,
way.
No, no, no.
That would be
I'm
Frank Sinatra.
I'm not trying to say it.
Oh, God. My skin is crawling right
not,
now.
I'm not making my point. I'm not making
no,
my
no.
point.
No,
no.
Tell
is us
when
how
you
great
do,
you are.
No, it's not.
No.
It's
no.
not. Mike is not promoting himself as one of the greatest entertainers of all time. What he's saying
I think
is
he
that
is.
No, no. He
and
understands the fact that as long as you're able to do something that you love, why stop doing it?
True.
I am doing a podcast 6 steps from a toilet. I am not considering
and Mike
myself
with a, Bob with a broken seat.
Yes. Well, now the other one's the I have 2 bathrooms, so
yes.
the other one's on the other side
oh, so
of the house.
So 12 steps.
And thank God, because soon we will only have 1 bathroom. But anyway, as we and a hot plate. That's the way it's
I understand.
It's
Mike.
No, but these guys that stay and stay and stay and stay and stay, like Jon Stewart. You
yes.
saw Jon Stewart. Jon Stewart for the first responders. And you'll say to yourself, isn't it great what he's doing? But he's also back in the game. Craig Ferguson doing a world tour. Just
yes.
saw him on stage. You have, it's, I don't want to call it an addiction, but it's something that you want
it's
to be
chip.
Able to vent.
It's
you want
that
to vent.
Chip that
yeah.
not all of us have. Yeah.
That's right.
You want to come in and talk about. So everything I do, if something goes awry, I immediately think of how it would appear on the show.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you know
because
when
that's the way I think now.
Our 4 months of downtime, did it drive you crazy? Did you like have long phone conversations or talk to people and make
no.
them listen to your problems?
No, that didn't. When we first, because I had been going since I was 16 years old.
Right.
And I had worked my junior year of college was when I started professional broadcasting, and I had gone all that time. So when that time came and we had the gun at our head for that long, I enjoyed that first couple of months was cool.
Okay.
But then right afterwards, you know, Oscar and I were meeting people at Uno restaurant.
Yes.
And, you know, getting ready to lay the groundwork.
Lovely.
For
downtown
all
Manassas.
This stuff.
That's good stuff.
It was, no. So I understand it. And, but here's the guy with Willard. I don't know if Willard would have stayed. You know, beyond he made the call. I think you're absolutely right.
I think it was pretty abrupt because they made the announcement on Friday and
yeah.
his farewell was on Tuesday. That is the kind of
you
thing
think,
that
you think maybe that's the
I don't know. Maybe it's
no,
the fuse. They lit the fuse, Mike. I think I would have been scary as if the farewell sequence with Roker at the bottom corner said pre-recorded.
Right.
I think he made the call. If it was in the Today Show's hands and if they had more time with it, they would have made it into something much bigger.
They didn't all fly down?
No.
They kind of crapped out on that one.
But that's Willard also. That's Willard. It looked like Willard saying, where do you want to do the break? I want to go 4 steps from my kitchen. Yeah. That's where he wanted to go. He's old and he doesn't travel anymore.
It also looks like they put a bad producer on it because every time they did like a cutaway shot to him, he'd start talking, even if he wasn't mic'd. It was really not well handled. I'm sorry. It was really bad.
So I read his lips at one point where he said, "What time is it?" And Al literally looked at his watch and told him the time. And Willard went, "Oh, we're almost done." And then they both started laughing. Wow. It was funny.
That's embarrassing.
Here it is. When I was a baby DJ coming up in the ranks, I thought in terms of I hated safe broadcasters. Yep. I thought that was the most distasteful thing in the world. And then you look at a career like Willard Scott, who is the ultimate joyful, non-confrontational, safe broadcaster.
Ryan Seacrest.
And you look at a guy like that.
Ryan Seacrest,
who did that. You know what I was thinking about today? I saw a quote from Ryan Seacrest, and they were talking about how they initially asked him to be a judge.
I saw that.
On American Idol. Mm-hmm. And then after that, he said no, he'd rather co-host. And so that guy, Dinkelman.
Yeah.
How did he screw Dinkelman? Or did Dinkelman screw himself?
No, I think Dinkelman screwed himself.
Yeah, he just wasn't good at all.
They wanted to pair him with the comedian because he was an up-and-coming comedian,
yes.
Right?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and then
he wasn't funny.
It was really awkward.
So he just didn't perform.
He lost the job for himself.
Yeah, because season one that no one watched. Yes. Season one sort of became a player like the last 2 or 3 weeks of the season. There were two hosts. And then, and by the time it became a deal, they sort of retooled the show and the budget went up and Dunkelman went bye-bye.
Yeah, so. It just wasn't, it's not like, and I look at it this way, when I watched it, because I remember seeing like the first show, right?
Right.
I said, okay, that Seacrest guy, I know he's a radio guy, so you're rooting for the radio guy.
Sure.
And then you're like, it's that, you know what it was? At least for me, my perspective, it was that pairing of the comedian that needs to be funny all the time. And the straight guy who's just trying, he's giving him his space, but the timing was completely off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was the tough interaction. The chemistry wasn't there.
And the thing about Seacrest compared to a guy like Willard, though, I think Willard did it organically, whereas Seacrest
calculated.
Stays up at night with a big chart going, this is my career path. This is what I'm going to do.
Well, Seacrest is, he's an absolute... from the Dick Clark mold. That's why he's so happy to get the New Year's Eve.
Yeah, but he wants you to think that, but let me make it real clear. He had an amazing run, Seacrest did, and he's got the radio thing going. And that's, but he will never be Dick Clark, because in order to be Dick Clark, you have to have an American Bandstand.
Yeah,
and
but
unfortunately,
he has
the shelf life of
Idol?
American Idol will never... Don't get me wrong. Seacrest is set. I mean, he's done with that career. But I don't think he could ever be... at the Dick Clark, you have to have that anchor that lasts forever.
He's got E! Entertainment Television to stake there with all the production.
I'm talking about the thing that made Dick Clark ultimately iconic and which everything spanned. Dick Clark kept doing Bandstand forever.
And
I don't know how
Dick
long
Clark
the run was.
Dick Clark was at the ground floor of rock and roll, too.
And television.
So he was there when it all began. So he always, if you're part of the start of something, if you live and you're part of the fabric of the heritage, they can never take that away.
You know what's sad? All I think about when I think about Dick Clark now is his the fight for his estate.
Yeah, well, I think
that's
of him.
That's the memory I have right now, as of late. That's
and I
tough.
Think the first thing that comes to mind for me is post-stroke Dick Clark and why did he keep doing it?
Where he stayed on and he never, ever should have. And that, that's the way it goes. Getting back to Willard, you look at a career like a Willard Scott and you realize, I'm not going to sit here and say that doing edgy broadcasting like Howard does is harder to do than what Willard does, because you never know what Willard's world is and what his reality is. But at the same time, it takes all kinds, but I would think, there's a big article this week, I think, in the Washington Post about Howard and how Howard's got a segment of haters that think he's lost his edge, and now he's doing nicer interviews, and whether Howard might be thinking about his legacy, and I don't know. I mean, I think that forever in our business, we've had people say, oh, you're too nice. I remember we used to do an interview. If we did an interview where we didn't get something
cut into
caustic
somebody,
or really, you know, run somebody down or embarrass them, we'd have that people. There was a segment of the population that desperately wanted that. And, you know, guys like Willard, they rolled along, did what they did. And, you know, it was,
I would say
sayonara, Willard. It was a great career.
You know, really it might almost be, I would say it's as difficult, but in a different way. Because, you know, sometimes the caustic biting route is the easy way out. That's the easiest way to do it. The other thing that Stern said in the interview that really shocked me, I actually have some tape of it here. I mean, to hear this from Howard's lips really shocked me, is that Christmas is right around the corner.
I was going to say it wasn't an audio interview, you hump.
10 days left for Christmas.
There it is.
Listen, you can hear Howard.
Right.
10 days left for Christmas shopping. Only got 10 days more.
Hi there.
Hi. Did you hear what the man said? Only 10 more shopping days till Christmas.
Days till Christmas.
Till Christmas. He's like got his eighth martini when he did that.
Only 10 more days till Christmas.
Two packs of cigarettes.
Well, speaking of Willard and poor health, it's time for my annual physical.
Yay!
So, after the show today, I'm off to be poked and prodded and really looking forward to it.
Should be nice.
Tell you all about that and lots more fun when we come back on the Mike O'Meara Show.
It's Tony and Gary.
Hey there, boys and girls. I'm Tony Perkins.
And I'm Gary Stein.
And on this week's episode of the show, Motown founder Berry Gordy.
Wow.
I was the big writer at one time. I was the big producer. I was everything because I was the only person there. So I was the best at everything. Then when Smokey came in and I made the biggest mistake of my life, you know, I taught Smokey Robinson how to write songs. I thought I was number one on the totem pole. Nobody could be better, but Smokey started me slipping on the totem pole. And then after Noah Hallandoji came in and Noah Whitfield and Nick and Val, I just disappeared off the pole completely. You know, I was so depressed, but boy, did I get rich.
The Tony Perkins Show.
Wow, Berry Gordy. That's for musicologists
pretty
out there.
Cool.
That's a good Tony
it's
Perkins Show.
It's a fantastic interview. He was in town because the Motown, the musical, is playing at the National Theater.
National Theater, yeah.
Yeah, and so it's really cool. Anyone who loves music will love that interview.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, brought to you by Pro Flowers. Let's talk Christmas gifts. I know you've got a long line of people to send things to. It's a struggle to find the perfect gift for everyone on your list. That's why ProFlowers.com is here. It's easy. One trip to their awesome website, and it's a cinch to pick out a gift that looks great and feels like Christmas. This week only, ProFlowers is offering our listeners a very, very cool item. Listen to this. It's the Santa's Workshop Mini Christmas Tree, and it's only $19.99. It's so cool. It's 18 inches tall, comes in a red tin, and is covered in lights and ornaments. This is so perfect for
awesome.
Like the person that has a condo the size of Oscar's.
That's right, Oscar.
And it's that little tree, that wonderful, beautiful little tree, saved Christmas because this year we didn't put up a tree, and all of a sudden, ProFlowers sent it, and my girl said, "We're decorating this."
Oh,
we
perfect.
Broke out a bottle of wine. It was a lot of fun, and it's beautiful right in the window.
Nice.
ProFlowers.com. Use the code TMOS. This mini tree looks great, smells great, guaranteed to be fresh, and you get to choose the delivery date. It's like Christmas magic. Now, here's the only way to get Santa's Workshop mini Christmas tree for $19.99. Visit ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right-hand corner and type in TMOS. Order today because this offer ends Friday at midnight. That's ProFlowers.com and TMOS. Ho, ho, ho. Are you boys in the Christmas spirit? Is it official?
I can't do it with the weather, man. It's horrible.
I've never seen anyone that hates warm weather more than Rob Spiewak.
And I love Christmas.
Isn't it more of a biological thing than an actual...
Okay, now let's play a game.
Yeah.
How many sentences from that sentence will it get to him calling me fat?
I didn't say anything about that.
Two.
It's a good
all
guess. Right.
All I know is following along, and one of the nice things about living in my part of the country is that we get the great weather year-round down here, and I don't even think a lot about weather when I'm down here in the wintertime because it's just pretty consistently warm. You guys, when you get the warm snap, all you're seeing is people are out and enjoying it. The
beautiful
reprieve, the women on TV with their shorts. And you, But you look like it's like something that's actually painful for
you.
Oh,
it was hot and humid yesterday. I thought
that was 70 degrees yesterday.
But the cherry blossoms are blooming again. This is not right. This
well,
is
it's global
good.
Warming. I think it's going to, you know, destroy
El Nino.
The planet eventually. But, you know.
But why must you always speak Spanish?
Just saying. But, look, the cold snap will be back in February. We'll be freezing our asses off.
And I can't wait. And someone,
what are they saying for snow up where you are?
I haven't heard the word snow yet.
They said nothing. And maybe in February, maybe.
But it's going to be a light weather year.
That's what I've heard.
That type of
thing. I heard it was going to be heavy. I thought we were going to get a lot, but later in the winter.
Yeah,
but
so in February, maybe in February something. Okay. But nothing till then, they said.
But the
why do you hate it so much, Rob Spiewak?
It doesn't feel like Christmas. I like the fact, you know, you hate Virginia as a rule. You've always said
that.
Yeah,
well, you're never going to have it feel like Christmas where you live.
That's right. Because, that's emotional, too, because you just hate the people.
It's never going to be. When was the last Christmas you had, like, 12 degrees outside and, five inches of snow on the ground? You don't get that. You get 40 degrees and gray for 8 months. That's what you get in Northern Virginia.
We got a bunch of snow last year.
Yeah, we did.
Aberration.
So it was nice.
Aberration. Not in December.
But
though.
Here's the deal. What I do love about Virginia is the change of seasons. Obviously, I guess when you get older, you like the consistency of Florida, and that's
nice
for you.
Overrated.
But I like to see the seasons change. It's how you sort of, you know, progress through the year. And
you know what I like about Virginia?
What?
Vienna.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, yeah.
You want to go there. You know what? I'm wishing you a very brown Christmas in Vienna. Hey, you know what the most wanted for, the most desired gift in Vienna is this Christmas? The ability to make a left turn on Maple Avenue. You stupid humps. They say, oh, what we're going to do is preserve the sense of a small town. But what's your population? 65 million. Oh, okay.
Right.
But it's okay because we have a Halloween parade. And viva Vienna. You can go yourself.
Oh, wow. Hostility.
Oh, yes. He has been hostile. Yes.
I love the weather. I'm in your camp, and I also like that. I feel like a lot more younger couples have moved into our neighborhood in Glover Park.
Okay,
so they're actually decorating.
There you go, baby.
Well, they have little kids, and they're decorating their home. So at night, when I'm getting home,
hi, Mrs. Mom. What a lovely little kid. What's your husband doing? Can I help you with that? Well, that what a lovely. I'll put that star at the top.
I don't see the moms as much as I see the nannies.
Can I help you with those balls?
And it's
50-50. Is it in your building or
no,
in your neighborhood?
No, in the neighborhood. When I'm walking home or I'm driving home, I see the nannies, and a lot of them look like they just arrived to this country.
Do they all talk like Fran Drescher?
And then there are a few where I'm like, is that the mom or the nanny?
Thank you. What an incredible. Oh, Glover Park. Yeah, wonderful.
The one thing, when I stayed there, when I was doing the show there in October, I will tell you something.
And
we had
seasonable October weather, and it was wonderful.
But Oscar's neighborhood, my God.
Nice.
Just the fitness level of the Untang Pei running around there. Jeez.
There are
Louise.
Four gyms within a 3-block radius. So clearly they're doing something right, right?
Oh, yeah. Meanwhile, I'd be coming up from the Holiday Inn just going.
They closed it. It's closed.
What?
It's closed, down. They completely.
What, the
closed.
Holiday Inn?
Yes, they closed it down. Someone's got to buy the building and do something with it.
Was it because of black mold?
I don't know.
They closed
Shuttered.
They closed that?
Shuttered. The
I
Holiday
had no
Inn
idea.
Georgetown
it was
is
a
shuttered.
Crappy hotel, but the fact is that it was packed.
It
every
was
time
closed.
I was there.
Yeah, it was a deal because I come up to it every day on 35th Street.
It
and I
was
come,
outdated. It didn't have any.
It was very
any
outdated.
Upgrades. They were holding on to it as long as they could. I think they finally sold the building and it'll become something else. I don't know if it's going to become a hotel or condo. Who knows, Mike? Who knows?
Is your lady that's part
Kimpton,
of that new?
No, the Kimpton Hotel up the street is already. The facade has already been painted. It's coming along nicely.
You maintain that relationship for Daddy, okay?
Make
sure they know he's coming. He's going to be coming in the spring.
He needs a king size.
Daddy needs a king size non-smoking. Daddy. Thank you very much. Anyway, yeah.
But at the end of the week, they say that the low is going to be 46. And you know what? I just would like the ability to wear a jacket and not a t-shirt to work in the morning.
If you on Christmas Eve, by any chance, even get snow flurries, it would be the greatest thing in the world. I think it's just my feeling that, when you're in southern climes, and believe it or not, Virginia counts as that.
You
get an occasional snowstorm, but the people that live in Pittsburgh and Cleveland and Buffalo,
they deserve a break.
Look what they have to endure all winter. They deserve a white Christmas.
Yes, they do.
Don't you think? That's the way that goes.
They deserve a break, is what they... No snow. No horrible roads with potholes as big as, let's say, a semi-truck, right? Because they're huge. Okay,
it's amazing with all that crappy weather that people come out of there that are so joyful. But he left. But he left, didn't he?
Where'd he go?
No.
He came to Virginia.
He came to Virginia to spread his brand of joy for us.
No, but I
came
saying,
to Virginia via Los Angeles.
Oh, my God. We haven't mentioned this.
I was a barback in
Uncle
Malibu.
Dave, by the way, a road to recovery.
Yes.
Uncle Dave.
Here's to you, Uncle Dave. Yes. Hope you're doing
All those
better.
Jokes, all everything we used to say, at least for this week, we take it all back.
Yeah, they were simply jokes.
Uncle Dave has had some lung issues. And so,
what was that? Some interference?
Not sure how that happened. Uncle Dave, we wish you a very quick recovery. How is Uncle Dave doing? Is he doing okay?
They have corrected the collapsed lung, and he is on the road to recovery.
Yes.
That is the most recent update I got on the Facebook.
Same here. Very, very I texted good. Jimmy. He said the same thing.
Good.
So.
Good.
All right. Well, get well soon, Uncle Dave, at Jimmy's Old Town Tavern. So we wish him the very.
A lot
very
of people
best.
Say that all the lung trouble was brought on by warm weather.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I
makes sense.
It does, doesn't it?
Is there anything? Do you do anything out of doors that is pleasant? Do you still go from your townhouse to your car and to the store and then back? And spend
that's all
as
I do, Mike.
Outdoors?
That's all I do. And I sit and I sit in my basement and I stew. I stew because the weather has really crossed me this year.
Do you? I think really as we go into spring, I'm not talking about right now. Doesn't
right.
have to be immediate, but perhaps. A program of a long walks through the neighborhood might be.
I think 2016 is the Keep Rob Alive year, right?
I think keep
on
how
the
about
Chinese
2016
calendar?
Keep Rob Alive and you do something out of doors, something
right.
pleasant besides going to King's Dominion,
before
something
it gets
out of doors.
And you know what? And then it will be oppressively hot, but then I will have shed a few pounds and it will be okay. But when you say to the people of Pittsburgh and Cleveland and Buffalo,
do you notice how he deflected that?
Well,
and moved
all
on
I think
to
about
another...
is let's look at the corporate structure here. Who's the liability? This guy.
Okay. And it was like 16 sentences, Tony.
If
you really missed it.
If he dies, then we got to get Rofo on there and then figure out.
I could use one.
What is something, Rob,
yeah.
What is something out of doors that you could do that might bring you joy? I'm not going to suggest it. You suggest. Is there, and do you have any memory, even going back to childhood, of something you did outside that you enjoyed?
Shakespeare in the Park.
You win. I mean,
that's how you deflect.
If he's just going to be funny, he wins.
Shakespeare in the Park.
Jesus.
Right.
Summer
an
stock.
An outdoor concert.
Mike,
there
it was
go.
The Shell. It was at the Shell. And I was a wonderful Petruchio. I think everyone had a grand time.
Oh, I see. I had you as an audience member. I didn't realize you were on
oh,
stage.
Of course I'm performing.
Doing Lear. Playing Lear. King Lear. Shakespeare in the Park. That is too goddamn funny.
Nice.
Well, anyway. So enjoy your weather. When does your weather break? When do you get your reprieve?
I think Thursday going into Friday. It's supposed to get in the 40s. And hopefully we can get some real. You know what? Also, and this is a practical concern. If we don't get another hard freeze, my allergies are going to continue killing me.
Oh, that is tough.
Because there
is
right
tough.
Now, it's damp and it's moldy and there's pollen.
All right, stop
it
complaining.
Be.
Stop. It's
also,
a lot of people are enjoying
hip,
throwing frisbees,
hip.
Running
his
around
hip.
Playing
my
golf,
hip.
You know,
my hip.
Getting those last golf dates in. That's a good
or
thing.
Just
speaking
going
of golf,
out for a walk. It's beautiful.
I had the pleasure of playing with the club champion this past
Ooh.
Weekend. I didn't mention that. We're talking about just these guys are. They defy their age. They are much better than now. They've been playing a lot longer for many more days.
Well, they've
than
been
I,
long,
it doesn't
alive
matter.
A lot longer. I imagine too, right?
They have been a little longer. Not all of them. I mean, I'm getting up there where I'm close.
You're
the
not
fact
old.
Is,
you're 56.
I know, but no. I don't say that I'm old. I'm older. The thing is, I at least used to be somewhat passable. And I used to respond well to pressure when I would play it with a better player. And now
you'd
the
rise
opposite
to the occasion?
Is, yes, the opposite is happening now.
Oh,
I
no.
turned into a beginner. I was doing stupid things. I was so nervous. And it's like playing with the big kids. And you get a chance to play and you don't want to mess up. And all my coordination left me. I forgot how to play the game. I was stupid.
What did you shoot?
I was making stupid.
And what did they shoot?
They would shoot in the 70s. I would shoot in the upper 90s.
Ah, what was your most, if you could isolate the one moment that you wish you could have back from the round,
Good
what was
question.
The worst
Good
error
question.
You made?
There were two. Okay. In two separate towns on there. I came up to, I had a great first shot on a par five and a great second shot, and I come up to the ball,
right.
And I'm like, hey, this is pretty good.
Par five is 500 yards, right?
Par five is five shots to get in the hole. It's a longer hole.
Oh, okay.
Right.
So my third shot, I stand over it and I go, and I hit it. It's like pro, like just, it made the sound. It was like, I'm like, whoa, look at this. And the satisfying. Great player who's standing next to me, goes, wow, that's going to be close. I was 2.5 feet. From the hole.
Oh,
that's how great a shot
you.
I made.
Wow.
It was at that moment from the cart, one of the previous club champion, yes, who I'm playing with, said something like, I think you hit my ball.
Oh,
and
no!
I looked, and 10 yards to the left was my ball.
That's embarrassing. Don't get happy or Mike O'Mara in like the smallest font possible.
Well, they say I found this out that the responsibility, of course, of hitting the wrong ball belongs to you. That is your. So I looked down and I said, "Yeah, that's my ball that I didn't hit." And
oh, no.
It was the best shot of the day. And
it's got the show logo
so
on it.
.com. I walked back to the cart with the other guy that I'm playing with, and I said to him, I said, I wish he'd told me before. And the guy looks at me and says, well, it's ultimately your responsibility.
Oh, so he's fun.
Yeah. They're basically saying to me, you know, hey, well, no, they're not dicks. It was a learning experience, Oscar. I swear to God.
Well, Oscar, the
rules
are there.
I will never make that mistake.
The rules are there to make the game more fun. Mike can attest to
this. Mike, you would not say that to anybody. You would not be a dick like that if somebody was
new
playing with you. You would have played it off. You would busted balls and had fun.
I know, but it was. It's just a
bunch of dicks.
It's like I'm trying to get better, so I'm playing. I'm playing with guys that are better than me, and that's what I'm trying to do.
You're winning at life, Mike. Remember that.
You know what? No, let me tell you what. No, trust me. With the way I feel about this, when I get in this environment, I'm feeling now like I'm the. How would you? Let's give me a high school analogy. I'm the kid I'm the kid that everybody picks on.
Yeah.
I'm the one that says everybody picks on right now.
Mm. Yeah. Okay. If they were going to smear the, you can't say that anymore these days.
That's definitely I'm starting to feel like I did when I was a teenager with my cousins. I'm starting to feel that kind of inadequacy.
You're still, you are taking your family status of being and not the way you act. It's just you're the baby. You're the youngest.
Well,
and
that always
you're the least.
I'm not the youngest.
You're the
though.
Least
I'm not.
Athletic of the group.
But I'm not the least athletic, though.
But you're the most charming.
I'm the worst player. That's what it seems to be.
And you said there was two moments. What was the other?
The other one was I completely missed the ball.
Oh, that's not okay.
Yeah. It's like
now, does that count as a stroke?
And then you look up and you're looking at the two faces, and they're not looking at you. They're looking down at the ground, sort of scuffing the ground. We don't want him here. The way I feel about
you could actually hurt yourself too.
You could.
Yeah, I've figured out next weekend what I'm going to do though. I've got a solution. Holidays are coming up,
sure,
and I've got a complete solution to play better golf. I'm going to get loaded before I get on the
golf. Attaboy. There you go.
That's a nice shot, Jim.
Where's Chubbs?
Who's ball? Job. Who wants me to hit their ball?
Thanks so very much. We'll take a break. Come back with more fun and more thrills. You are listening to the Mike O'Mara Show. Burl Ives, noted prick. Back to the Mike O'Mara
Think of that show. When you see the snowman and Rudolph.
Oh, I have some trivia about Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Sherry's Berries, that's what we want to talk about right now. We're a fine sponsor on the Mike O'Mara Show. Christmas is next week. It's hard to believe it's next week.
I know.
You better get moving.
Hey, you better.
Are you still feverishly looking for a gift that everyone will love? Relax. Do what I do. I sent my beautiful Mamo some Sherry's Berries. They shipped yesterday.
Oh,
she will be getting them today. And you can send giant, delicious dipped strawberries from Sherry's Berries straight to their door. Just $19.99, a 40% savings. These are massive. They're fresh. They're juicy. They're gourmet berries, as big as your head. Dipped in dark white and milk chocolatey goodness, plus decadent toppings like chocolate chips and chopped nuts. And you can double the berries for $10 more. That's doppelberries for only $10. Doppelberries twice as nice.
isn't it?
Is that all you doppelberries?
Yes,
by
it
the
is.
Way?
That's, is that, I think okay, it's a signature of
let me make it clear to
show.
Our perhaps yes, that's wonderful. Double the berries for $10 more. Sherry's Berries, an instant hit. Please check them out at berries.com, berries.com. The only way to get this amazing $19.99 Sherry's Berries offer, here's how to double your berries for just $10 more. Go to berries.com, berries.com. Click on the mic in the top right-hand corner and type in TMOS. Buy the gift everyone will love, berries.com. Click the microphone and TMOS. Order them to day.
Good stuff.
Welcome back to the show. Whoa. Yeah, it is physical day, and so as soon as we are literally finished taping this show, I am in my car and out to see Dr. Jason, who is and the reason I call him Dr. Jason, he wears the mask.
Oh, the hockey mask?
Yes, he wears the hockey
now,
mask.
Now, is his first name Jason or yes. is his last name Jason?
It's Dr. Jason.
I see. I don't
I'm not
like
to use his last
well,
name.
Well, I know, but do you really you know, call
gets,
him that?
You know what's going to happen if I do? Tad Patterson will be on the horn. He'll be on the computer in 5 minutes. Oh, well, there's his address.
It's got to be a Singh yeah. or a Wong, right down there.
No. No, I think you. I think you've got it all wrong,
Garcia.
Oscar.
Yeah, hablo español.
Doctoro.
No, es doctor.
But you I'm see, already Toro. Feeling the anxiety Doctor. Of the Einen Finger.
Yeah.
Oh, is that going to happen for sure?
I don't know.
I don't know. You can say, hey, Mehmet, take it easy.
I can always Mehmet Oz. Mehmet Oz. No, I'm going out there, and you know, I think that they isn't that a standard test they do where they put the finger? Maybe I'm protesting too much. Maybe I really want him to do that.
Yeah.
Maybe. Could be.
No, certainly. Don't do it unless you're into it.
That's right. Would you like a cigarette? I mean, you know, I don't smoke all the time, but just, you know, sometimes.
Hey, Doc, you got anything else you could use?
Yeah, what,
oh, that's terrible.
What size
that's
is that wedding band?
Thank you. But I
got your rings.
I didn't get one last year because I was poked and prodded so many times with my other conditions. I have had a very good run, knock on
don't
wood.
Don't get happy, Mike. This yeah. is
I'm not
exactly
getting happy. I'm
happens.
Going to get a physical. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm going to get a physical. Geez. That's what
physical
I,
is
what,
the
what
opposite
do you think?
Of getting happy.
I'm fine. I'm just, but I'm doing this because you're supposed to.
Yes.
You know?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But
it's
when
that
you
time of year.
Say publicly that I've had a great year of health. That's
well,
what
I
you,
have.
And then you walk in at the finish before you've crossed that ribbon into 2016. This is, I mean, come on.
And really,
I
comparing it to 2014,
for,
yes. everybody
I'm
had
gonna
a great
get
year of
in May of 2000, in May of 2016, I'm going to probably have surgery on my gut. So oh. I'm not getting happy. I'm getting right. realistic. I know what's
now,
going on.
Now, is it cosmetic?
Yeah.
No, it's not, yes, it's a tummy tuck.
You get the
right.
sleeve or the band?
Yeah, I'm not. I've lost 42 pounds. Thank
attaboy.
You very
Mike,
much.
You have
thank
to lose
you.
A certain amount of weight before they can do that.
Yeah, but I've already lost that weight. They okay. could do it tomorrow if they wanted.
Oh,
I'm waiting till
nice.
May. I'm waiting
don't lose your humor, please. Your sense of humor.
What? After what? The surgery?
Well,
is that what it
skinny,
is?
Oh, some
they
people,
removed
yeah,
his humor.
Can we talk about that seriously? We have, Rob and I are familiar with two individuals that both people have, I've discussed this with you before,
yeah.
have had major health issues and come out of it different than I would think. If you had a major scare,
yeah.
a major health issue that was life-threatening, like yeah. perhaps yeah. something that where you literally came back from the dead because of the miracle of modern medicine, you would think that there, at least it's my opinion, that you would be incredibly humble.
I would think
incredibly
so.
Grateful. And I have observed with certain individuals that that is not the case.
Mm-hmm.
Am I barking up the wrong tree?
No, you're 100% right. You can sometimes, the result of the change in demeanor is the polar opposite of what you'd expect.
Yeah, look, for example, and I know who you're talking about.
I don't
about.
Want to mention names,
no,
Tommy Lang.
No names. But in a
Tommy Lang gets a new liver. He's on death's door.
Right.
Tommy Lang gets a brand new liver. And right after, and I remember we were pulling for him, and we were yep. saying, "Get well, Tommy." You know, I said, "God, he needs a new liver, and he's, and if he doesn't get it, he's gonna be in dire straits." And we're all pulling for yeah. Tommy because Tommy's such a lovable guy, and he was on right. the Captain Steve and Tommy show. I think it's a week after his surgery, he puts up a video.
You really, you that video is so disturbing. It has scarred Mike for life.
He puts up the, and I'm thinking he's going
to
say,
"Thank
you
so much.
For all of you that pulled for me, for all of you that did, I cannot tell you." And I turn the video on, and he looks in the camera, and he goes, "I'm back."
Yeah,
and I said, "What the." is that about?
There was also a guy we worked with that, well, we asked him, I think publicly, it's on the show. He said, he said, I feel bulletproof. Something like that.
I thought he said, I feel cocky.
I remember that, but also I think bulletproof was also said.
I don't blame, look, my dad went through his cancer scare, and I was like, oh man, this cancer scare in like his early 70s, this is already when things happen.
Right, right.
And when he got out of it for like a good year, we're like having dinner all the time, he wasn't going anywhere. As soon as like there was some daylight in that tunnel, like he split for South America.
Okay, do you think there's a pattern?
Yes.
That's my question to you.
These people are selfish, and that doesn't change, including my father. God bless him.
But is there, because none of us have gone through
it. Keeping it real.
None of us have gone through it. We have never had that experience.
Right.
And my question is, do you think, I would love to have more people with evidence that when death comes a knocking and you cheat death to a certain extent, that you come out of it with an attitude like, can't hurt me now. I'm just curious whether that's true or not. I'm very curious about
it. All I knew is that once that passport was ready to go,
he was out of here.
And I remember,
no need to linger about the people that were standing at the bedside, hoping he pulled through.
Now, my mom's a pill. God bless her, but she's a pill, right?
Wow.
She's a pill.
That's a great word.
And I said, I can see why you would leave maybe for 3 months, because that's a lot to handle.
By the way, Oscar's mom is featured on the bonus show this week. We're going to have Larry King call her.
Oh, exactly. Yes, it's a Christmas
miracle.
So
get the bonus show if you haven't got it. If you're waiting for that paycheck to come in to get the bonus show, this is the week to get it.
Time to do it.
We really want you to do that. We're going to call her.
So I think they're just, if that's who you are when you go in, and
it's
then
going
you survive,
to be underscored.
I don't think it changes. And that's just my personal opinion, right?
I know this. If I went through something like that, I would come out on the other side of it feeling amazingly. I know I would. I would feel humble.
You did.
I've seen it with people. I've seen it with people that are nice and, you know, humble sorts going in.
Yeah.
It's like, what is it that I hate to bring up his name now, but Bill Cosby said something about drugs. He says,
put the drugs in the coffee cup, make sure that you grind up the narcotics so that it mixes in with the tea so she doesn't understand when it starts to course through her veins. She'll pass out in 5 minutes or less, and then I'll be able to get her on the couch and rags and roll.
He said something very telling. Oh, he said that many drugs emphasize your personality. And so
the personality I'm looking forward to emphasizing with this beautiful supermodel is the personality of sleep. I wish to make sure that as soon as she takes a sip of my special Cosby Cosmopolitan, that her head hits the pillow.
My
Cosmopolitan. Cosmopolitan. Enjoy your... It's a little bit of cranberry, just a hint of vodka, and some special Bill Cosby Jell-O pudding pop dust.
I think what he's saying is that it's similar to when you're on death's door. If you cheat death, it's just going to emphasize what you really are.
And I don't occupy myself with cheating death. Right now, I'm occupying my brain with cheating a prison cell.
I can't believe he's not locked up yet. I mean,
true
something,
enough.
Right?
I don't think he ever will be. I think he. I don't think he ever will be. I think there's very little chance that he'll have to pay any settlements because the time that has passed has been so significant. You know, the justice system ultimately with a guy like Cosby is designed to protect the innocent, but in Bill Cosby case, if enough time passes, I think unfortunately it's going to protect the guilty.
Yeah, and you know,
sucks,
not unlike our system of government, it moves slowly because they don't want anything to happen rashly, and this does work against the affected in
Mike,
this case.
From
I
slow...
was wondering if you would like to try my rum punch.
I want another one of those cosmopolitans.
Speaking of rum, we have a giveaway for a fruitcake.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God, that's right. It's time for a fruitcake. I'll dispense with the Bill Cosby voice, although I really would love to call the winner as Bill Cosby.
Please
do.
If you bite into Rob's fruitcake, you're going to take a nice bite to Happy Land.
All right, this letter reads... Guys, I'm hoping against hope to get a fruitcake this year to make up for my monumental selfishness during last year's contest. You see, last year at this time, I was pregnant with our twin daughters. Since I didn't believe alcohol-soaked cake was good for unborn babies, valid, I didn't enter last year. This did not sit well with my husband, who kept asking me to enter. But I can't eat it, I said. But I can, my husband said. Do you like fruitcake, I asked. Don't know, he said. Never had one. So, time slipped by, and I did not enter. Never heard the end of it, and I'm hoping to make up for it this year. So,
I like this story.
May I have some fruitcake, please? Signed, Amanda Kuda, and she writes from Bridgeport, Connecticut.
Aww. Okay, so this is the first one I think has potential not
dicey.
To answer.
Dicey at best.
And not to leak. Yeah. This is me. I'm predicting we are going to maybe get a machine without fruitcake reference.
I think we're
going to
get a live answer because she's the mother of twins.
Oh, so she doesn't work?
She'll be at home.
Let's see what happens if we get to give Amanda a fruitcake. Let's see.
Oh, please, Amanda.
She's out.
Changing a diaper.
Big doing what
big
she
money.
Needs to
big
do.
Money, big money, big money, big money, big money, big money,
oh,
big money.
Oh, this could be our first chance
for the answer. Oh, it's a fax machine.
The fax machine?
It's a fax machine.
Oh, no.
Amanda, I have to tell you something. We gave you an opportunity. We gave you an opportunity for a fruitcake, something our listeners really value, and you blew it.
You blew it.
You blew it, Amanda, because you were so busy telling your story about how busy you were with the twins and that you don't like fruitcake, your husband does, that you're going to make it up to him. But it was more the story about you.
The fax
because life is
it.
About you. The whole thing, and you blew it. Lewis.
Listen to this most satisfying sound.
Merry Christmas. Ho, 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 ho.
But this is a great news for tomorrow's winner because it's a progressive fruitcake jackpot.
Doppel.
Tomorrow's winner, Doppel fruitcakes. That's
very
good,
exciting.
Right?
Can we wrap up on a quick high note because we have a giveaway for the bonus
show
giveaway.
We know that someone will win. Yeah, we know someone will win this.
All right. We're doing them back-to-back, ladies and gentlemen. This is a very, very exciting. It's contest Wednesday, Tuesday on the Mike and Bear Show.
No,
week before holiday break. Anyway, right now.
It's two for Tuesdays.
It's two for Tuesday. giving away five $250 gift cards. Our way of saying thank you to the best listeners ever. And now, ladies and gentlemen, let's pick out our big winner for
today.
See this
beautiful package, Mike, with its secret panel?
Yes, I do, Rob.
Secretly open the panel.
Okay.
And
this is an audio podcast. Thank you.
Who's the big winner? Okay, who's the big winner? Big money.
Don't need my readers here. Aaliyah Grossfeld.
Aaliyah Grossfeld
is our winner.
Congratulations.
You got that name right, Aaliyah? Is
Aaliyah.
That the...
L-A-L-I-Y-A. Aaliyah Grossfeld. Congratulations, Aaliyah.
Christmas is going to be better for you, Aaliyah. You get a $250 holiday gift card. Congratulations. Woo! Even if you're currently subscribed, it's the best time to renew, and it makes a great holiday gift for the TMOS fan in your life. Good luck. Thank you for a great 2015, and here's to an even better 2016. No purchase necessary. Details on our website.
Aaliyah greater than Amanda.
Oh, yes, yeah. Exactly. Yes. Advantage Aaliyah.
That's a shame. We were batting 1,000 and Amanda screwed it up.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Maybe tomorrow it's going to be even better.
Yeah, you wonder why I'm not in the Christmas spirit? I can tell you why. Amanda.
Amanda did it. Yeah, way to go, honey. Thanks. Enjoy your holiday. Somebody tomorrow gets two fruitcakes. We're excited about that. We'll take a break. Come back with news you may not need on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi. This is a random listener. And I've been doing a lot of thinking lately about Rob Spiewak's bag. Rob loves a lot of things, but what he loves more than anything is having listeners fill up his bag week after week with wonderful messages. Would you be a sweetie and drop Rob a message for his bag?
Okay, yes.
Send it by mail to Rob.
That'll be fine. Thank you. Thank you. We get it. Thank you.
He's a fill up his bag.
Send back the letters to the and we do the mailbag tomorrow.
We got a lot of stuff going on. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Framebridge. Do you have a million photos around your house? In your phone and on your computer, and not one of them is framed, no problem. Thanks to Framebridge.com, they can frame anything. Just like I have this beautiful frame picture of my son who's looking at me right now with the most beautiful, professionally done frame I have ever owned. Choose your frame at Framebridge.com. Upload your art. You preview it, you buy it. And if you can't upload it, just mail it to Framebridge, absolutely free. I used them. I love them. Prices start at just $39, and here's the best part. They are up to 70% less than traditional framing stores. What better gift if you've got a long-lost relative somewhere to send them a framed photograph of a family member? They're fantastic. Framebridge has every framing option from classic to eclectic. I want you to go to framebridge.com, select a frame from their curated collection, upload your art or mail it in for free, preview it in its custom frame, enter the code TMOS at checkout, and get 15% off and free shipping. Then receive your beautiful custom art ready to hang. Don't wait. This offer is this week only. So go to framebridge.com and use the code TMOS and save. And I will tell you something, less than 10 minutes to get on that website at framebridge.com and have my beautiful son in that beautiful frame. Absolutely incredible. Thanks to framebridge.com.
News.
Donald Trump. There it is. Republican debate, by the way, tonight. So
yes,
we'll
Vegas.
Be talking about
Chad
that tomorrow.
Chad got a hat for you, by the way.
Chad got a Trump Make America Great Again hat?
He got one for you. He That's told me awesome. To tell you that on Facebook.
Made it
I have to get that. I have to wear that on the golf course one day. That'll be a lot of fun. This is the, of all the things Donald Trump has said, this is the one that, to me, is the scariest.
Okay.
Just because of how dictator-like it is. Listen to this.
All right.
Donald Trump, this is all over the news. You've probably seen this already. His personal physician released a statement about his health.
Oh, no.
This reads seriously like it's coming out of North Korea. Here's the quote. Mr. Trump recently had a complete medical exam and showed only positive results. His blood pressure and laboratory results were astonishingly excellent.
Wow.
His physical strength and stamina are extraordinary. His cardiovascular status is excellent. If elected, Mr. Trump, I can state unequivocally, will be the healthiest individual ever elected to the presidency.
Wow.
This is a scary dude. I am sorry. This is the
doctor's
day. Is
this a North
day.
Korean doctor that does
it? Doesn't it sound
yes.
like he also shot 4 with his recent, 400 under par at his recent golf tournament.
Mike, I'll give you $10 cash if you send out the same press release after your physical today.
I will. I'll write it up. I'll write it
do
up.
Do it. Do it.
The doctor's name is Harold Bornstein, and he's been Trump's personal physician since 1980, so of course he talks that way. He also says Trump has lost 15 pounds over the past year, and his only surgery was an appendectomy when he was 10.
Wow.
This is so funny.
Is People it safe are having to a have a president day. That doesn't have an appendix? I don't know that I'm feeling
hey,
okay with that.
I want to vote for the healthiest man that's ever been in the way.
I want to vote for the healthiest man who's ever lived, apparently.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They're having a field day with his doctor because he started the letter, "To whom my concern," instead of "to whom I may concern."
Oh, no.
So we sweat the details on that one. So stay tuned for that. Yeah. Yes, sirree.
Appendix.
Serena Williams has been named Sports Illustrated Sports Person of the Year.
Yeah, didn't she lose, though?
Yay, sports.
I don't know.
Yay, sports.
She lost at the final, I think.
Did she?
Yeah.
It's the first time since 1983 that a solo woman has had the distinction.
Oh,
in 2015, Serena won her 19th, 20th, and 21st Grand Slam, defeating her sister Venus at the U.S. Open. So she didn't lose, Oscar. She won in 2015.
Never mind.
And she maintained her number one. She maintained her number one ranking throughout the entire season for the fifth time in her career, despite injuries. Some people think Sports Illustrated should have gone with someone else. In a worldwide fan poll on their website, Serena came in 11th of 12. And when broken down by country, she was only number one in Namibia.
Oh.
This is odd. That said, the number one spot in the poll wasn't even a person. It was Triple Crown winner American Pharoah. Okay.
Oh, please.
Come on, people. I mean,
now that's sexist.
That is.
That's very sexist.
Horses. Yeah,
sexist with a horse. Baseball still isn't ready to forgive Pete Rose. He was banned back in 89 after he was caught betting on the game as a manager. Yesterday, Commissioner Rob Manfred said he'd rejected Pete's plea for reinstatement because of his continued gambling, as well as new evidence that he bet on games while he was still playing for the Reds. I have to agree with this quote.
Yeah.
I'm in the camp that agrees. This is the quote that the way he phrased this makes some sense to me. For baseball to welcome him back, Pete had to, quote, reconfigure his life. and that's why it matters that he's gambled recently, even if it was legally. Manfred said it was an unacceptable risk to let him back in. He added, quote, Mr. Rose's public and private comments provide me with little confidence that he has a mature understanding of his wrongful conduct, that he's accepted full responsibility for it, or that he understands the damage he has caused. Mm. And I'm with the commissioner on that one.
Now,
that's the way I feel about
Pete Rose,
it. Sorry, Pete.
Is he still free to continue his modeling?
Yeah. How many times did we see Pete in Vegas? I saw him like three different times in Vegas.
He just hangs out. I mean, he hangs out there,
well,
right?
He does
Caesars.
Card
got a contract
shows,
with Caesars.
He writes. He autographs anything. He makes a living really doing these autograph sessions at a lot of these casinos.
Yep.
Yep. He's out there all the time. So that's that. Disney spent $4 billion buying Star Wars from George Lucas, so they really need to start it paying off immediately. Sources say The Force Awakens has to make $1.5 billion to be considered a hit. Isn't that an astronomical amount of money?
Wow. It used to be $1 million would define a blockbuster.
Absolutely.
Wow.
There are early estimates that it could turn a $2.7 billion profit, so they might not have anything to worry about. On 60 Minutes Sunday night, Steven Spielberg said director J.J. Abrams is sweating bullets right now. Quote, oh, J.J. is terrified. There's a lot of pressure on him to start paying Disney back. So I don't think we're going to have a... I wouldn't be worrying if I was Mr. Abrams. I don't.
No,
even the movie
no.
sucks, it's going to do great.
I think
right?
Jar Jar Abrams is going to be sleeping fine before the first of the year.
This from the guy who hasn't told you, by the way. He's watching all the movies with his son.
Yeah, we're going to watch all six before we go see the film. Which
really?
Is good because we already we got the first three episodes, 1, 2, and 3, put to bed.
The worst.
And so bad. And you know how when a kid is like 12 or
13? I love the way you say put to bed, like it's some sort of effort.
Well, it is. If you, Mike, if you ever watch episode 2, you know how kids that are like 12 and 13 love any movie that you put in front of them?
Right. He didn't like it.
Episode 2, he looked at me as the credits started. He said, God, I'm glad that's over.
Good. Smart young man.
He is
that's
a smart
good.
Boy.
A new survey found 70% of Americans say they have a pretty strong knowledge about our national landmarks, but they're wrong.
Oh.
I'm going to do this quiz. Pick anybody in the studio you'd like me to do the
Pony
the quiz.
Pony.
With. Pony boy. Can you tell me what states the Hoover Dam is between?
Ooh, isn't it like Arizona, New Mexico-ish?
Oh, man.
Nevada and Arizona. Yeah. 60% don't know the Hoover Dam is between Nevada and Arizona. Pony, where is the Grand Canyon located?
Ooh,
what
that's
state?
In Arizona.
That's good. Congratulations.
Nice poll.
57% don't know the Grand Canyon is in Arizona. Pony's going to, I think he's going to run the table. That's my prediction right now.
Okay, I doubt it.
Where is the Space Needle?
The Space Needle is in Seattle.
Yes.
That's correct.
Also the best guys I've ever seen.
Where is Alcatraz?
Alcatraz is in San Francisco.
Nice poll.
Very
hey,
good.
Good job.
This is, believe it or not, 37% of people don't know the Space Needle is in Seattle, and 32% don't know that Alcatraz is in San Francisco.
Jeez. Wow.
You know the 6% don't even know that the Empire State Building is in New York. That's hard to believe.
Really?
3% don't know that Times Square is in New York,
oh.
And 3% don't know that the White House is in D.C. Can you believe that?
Charlie.
You, I mean,
really?
Charlie. Oh.
Casablanca.
Yeah, maybe a little birthday greeting for him tomorrow.
Oh, good,
show.
Good.
That'll be wonderful.
You know he's had a landmark birthday.
Yes, he has. 7-5. Okay, and now a little something. You know how guilty you feel when you avoid the Salvation Army bell ringer outside the grocery store?
Sure.
Maybe this will help you feel better about going out of your way to dodge them. 61-year-old William Martin is a bell ringer in Kingsport, Tennessee. He was stationed outside a grocery store on Thursday afternoon trying to get people to give him some donations. And a dad and his 4-year-old son actually did give him a donation, but after they put their donation in his kettle, William lifted up his red apron and showed his junk.
Oh,
not okay.
Apparently, he'd already pulled it out and was just waiting to flash it. Fortunately, the 4-year-old didn't see anything. When police came, William denied doing it, but they checked the store's surveillance footage, which caught him playing with it under his apron
worse.
Earlier. Moral of the story is beware.
What?
Let me start again. Okay. I'm sorry. I'm here all week. The moral of this story is beware of the ringer who has more than one bell. Thank you very much. All right. Very good. Jesus, I limped through that one. We'll take a break. Come back with the Audio Vault and Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Meara Show on Physical Day.
Hi, this is Oscar's phone. Oscar says he's too busy to record promos for Tech 411. As for Todd, well, he's just too wealthy and good-looking to do a task like that. So here we go. Tech 411 is two guys trying to bring you the biggest tech news stories for the week. They also give you an app of the week. In the end, Todd will plug White Noise and Compulsy, then talk about how hard his life is. Oscar will say hello in Chinese. Oh no, Oscar has had a few too many again and is making me get him an Uber. Please Uber. Listen so he has more Uber. To do than drink.
Your personal guide to everything tech.
Tech 411.
Tech 411 with Oscar Santana and Todd Moore.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Stamps.com. Well, the holidays are upon us, and face it, you don't have the time to go to the post office. No. There's traffic. There's never any parking. People are in bad moods. It's going to be packed with all the rubes. Making all their holiday gifts and packages, delivery, or whatever they're doing.
Delivery.
So what we do, I'm sorry, tons of traffic. You know, everybody's at the post office.
Oh, like it's stacked. Oh, stacked.
Horrible.
Stamps.com will allow you to avoid all of the holiday hassles. Stamps.com lets you buy official U.S. postage right from your desk. We've used it for years, and we love it. You can mail and ship anything, anywhere. Try it out for Christmas cards. It's incredible.
Oh, the best.
All you need is your computer and printer. Print your postage instantly as soon as you need it. Stick it on, and the mailman takes it away. So easy, so convenient. Right now, I want you to sign up for Stamps.com and use our special promo code. You think you might know that by now? TMOS, people.
Oh.
To get this special offer, a 4-week trial plus a $110 bonus offer. That includes postage and a digital scale. If you have a business where you mail a lot of stuff out, this is for you. Don't wait. Go to Stamps.com, and before you do anything else, click the microphone at the top of the homepage and type in TMOS. That's Stamps.com and TMOS. You will never have to go to the post office again. Ho, ho, ho!
News.
No, that's not what I wanted. That's what I wanted.
It.
Thank you. I'm thinking about getting prodded. It's time for the audio vault. I really am. I'm getting distracted. Focus. Focus on the show.
Well, Mike, I hope that this audio vault is the audio equivalent of being poked.
Thank you. Or prodded.
Just quickly, if you don't mind, I asked Rob for 2 seconds. One, there's a new Tech 411 up. Also, Todd was kind of to advertise on the show for Spill Zone, the new update.
Mm-hmm.
If he asked kindly and called me, if you've got an Android device, please update your review. Give him five stars because he's looking to get it featured on the Google Play Store.
Oh,
help
cool.
Todd
enough to
Moore.
Do it.
Yes.
Listen, Todd Moore is not a behemoth, okay? But he advertises on this show, and he helps us out by doing that. We'd like to help Todd out as well. So please give that great review to Spill Zone.
Yeah.
That's the main thing that matters to Todd with these programs and these apps. And these great games that he develops. It's spill.zone. That's where you want to find this and give him a great review. Okay, please help our guy out.
All right, Mike, as we continue, my favorite tapes that I have never played on the show before.
Oh, yay!
This is a great Beatles outtake that shows a song in its infancy. This is one of their first shots. It's a studio recording of Can't Buy Me Love. They were in Paris and they wanted to try to record it. It didn't work out. Two things to listen for. Originally, there was background vocals that didn't make the final cut. And also, Paul totally blows the lyrics. I've compressed it a little bit, but here is an early take of Can't Buy Me Love by the Beatles.
Can't buy me love.
But what is so cool to me, they are such a young band, they power through and do a full take anyway.
All right, did your compression pitch it up?
That's the speed.
That's the key they did it in,
mm-hmm.
and so they lowered it when they lowered the key, right?
I believe you're right.
When they did the real version.
And when you're making a hit like that, to hear them making it.
It's amazing.
That, That truly blows my mind.
And incidentally, you know what the mark of a great artist is? I sat there. We were all just mesmerized by it. You just stop and you
electric,
just listen.
Right?
Captivating. Absolutely captivating.
Not
the Beatles.
Not quite as captivating as Carrie Fisher at the world premiere.
Oh, my God. The train wreck of train
wrecks. I haven't heard this yet. I just heard about it.
Now, what's so great is Pony actually wrote today's craft recipe, but after watching her on the red carpet, I threw in the line about Carrie Fisher's Rehab Digest because I needed to include it. Here she is, and bless her heart for being in the movie and keeping on, but she just seemed to be elsewhere than the red carpet last night.
What about you? What research did you do?
I asked the early young Carrie Fisher what it would be like 48 years later. Oh, wait, it's 40.
What did that young woman say?
She's not speaking to me. She was very busy and
she was
partying,
very busy.
Partying and making sure that I would look like later.
She had her mouth.
So, and I don't mean...
Can I tell you what I think?
Hold on.
Can I really tell you what I think? And I'm a student of this and not a partaker, but I observed a lot. I think she is coked out of her gourd.
Really? You think?
I truly, truly do. Yes.
What was it like,
she's
Mike?
That kind of, she's that, well, I didn't do it. I actually watched it. She, listen to the way, she's got that sound going on. Everything's a million miles. Was it 48 years? No, it's 40 years.
Oh, she's moving so fast.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay. Man. Right. Yeah,
let's go
absolutely.
Back to the tape.
And very confident.
Actually, let's take it from the top because I like to hear the cussing in context.
What about you? What research did you do?
I asked the early young Carrie Fisher what it would be like 48 years later. Oh, wait, it's 40.
What did that young woman say?
She's not speaking to me. She was very busy and
she was
partying and making sure that I would look like later.
She had her mouth.
So, and I don't mean by I mean not as good as in the other sense.
By you mean feces.
So partying like feces, that's another term for, do you want to party? Do you want to blow, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
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 It just sounds like there's something going on there. I could
allegedly
be totally wrong.
Bless her heart. God bless her, Mike.
Yeah, I love her.
You mentioned you had some Rudolph trivia. I think I have the same item. Do you want to go with it, or can I play
no,
this
No, you
tape
go or? Ahead. This is a UConn Cornelius.
Yeah, from 1964 is the first time the Rudolph the
when
Red
he used
Nose
to throw up that pickaxe that he was using to mine for gold and silver.
Yes.
And in the TV show, he goes, gold, silver. Mm-hmm. Well, there's an unseen scene in Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer where he chucks the thing up in the air, and his discovery is neither gold nor silver, and you hear what the discovery is, and I think it will surprise you what he's been looking for, and that's why he licks and tastes the end of his pickaxe. Okay. Let's listen.
Peppermint! What I've been searching for all my life! I've struck it rich! I've got me a peppermint mine! Wahoo!
What's so
he found
great
peppermint.
That
he
sounds
found
pretty good.
Mine,
I like that.
But they cut it after the first airing. So since 1964, 51 years, it hasn't made sense.
Yeah, you can make
yeah,
a
they,
killing.
They, and they cut it for commercials, right? They cut it to fit it in.
The specials get shorter and shorter, except if you're ABC now, the Peanuts specials that used to be a half hour are now an hour. They've just stretched them is what they've done. And Mike, since it is Christmas, let us close with this. I don't know why the Swedes would do this, but they took some of the prettiest Christmas songs ever made, and they got goats to sing them. Sure, we've heard dogs sing Jingle Bells. We've had cats sing Silent Night.
I love me
but,
the goats.
Man, when you have a goat singing Oh Holy Night, the prettiest of all the carols, I think it's going to be a great Christmas for you and all your friends in Sweden. Christmas miracle, Mike. More goat carols later on this week, so stay tuned.
That's fun.
That is your magic audio vault. Have a great Tuesday, everybody.
That's it. We got to get out of here. This portion of the Mike O'Mara Show brought to you by Touch of Modern. I want to take a moment to remind you that touchofmodern.com has all the best gifts this holiday season and all at unbeatable prices. Touch of Modern has new deals each and every day during their 30 days of deals, and they got something for everyone on your list. Plus, Touch of Modern has the Holiday Hub, which makes holiday shopping fun again. Just think of it. Fantastic gifts organized by category. So if you need to find a gift for someone, just click on what interests them. Then Touch of Modern will instantly guide you to the hottest gadgets or great adventure gear or incredible watches, items for the gourmet, even luxury items for those who truly enjoy the finer thing. All at unbeatable prices. The 30 days of deals at touchofmodern.com going on right now. Don't miss it. Right now, our listeners can get immediate access when they sign up at touchofmodern.com. That's touchofmodern.com. Please do it today because you don't want to miss out on the perfect deal or the perfect gift. We love them. You'll love them. It's touchofmodern.com, everybody. And check them out today. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Meara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
This episode of the Mike O'Meara Show has been brought to you by our Amazon page. Remember, especially during the holidays, the next time you need to buy anything, just go to MikeO'MearaShow.com/Amazon. And happy holidays.
Mike O'Meara, Radio Entertainment.